My name is Boya Wang, and I'm a research fellow in the Center for Business Research.
Boya, can you tell me the title of your paper?
My title is actually about corporate governance and institutional factors and also firm valuation during the financial crisis. And we draw upon the evidence of cross-provincial data of Chinese listed companies.
Well, thank you for talking to the Center for Business Research podcast series today on law and finance in rising powers. How have you gone about this comparison and getting your data?
Well, I think so far, social research, really, there's a tendency of relying on multiple resources. I mean, we can't only draw upon the electronic database, but we also have to look at the archive data. We have to rely on multiple data sources to get a more comprehensive picture about China, especially about China as a country where things are happening so fast.
Is it too soon to draw analysis? You've been doing interviews with Chinese business people, haven't you?
Yeah, I have done some fieldwork trips in China interviewing the business people, and that's where my research hypothesis developed from.
What is your hypothesis?
My hypothesis, there's a divergence between the central and local government, their roles, their incentives in corporate governance practices. Because in the Western media, people generally holding a very monolithic view regarding the Chinese state, to think the state is a unitary, unified entity. But actually, it's not. I mean, the marketization, the political reform has led to the divergence of, of interest among these local bureaucracies.
We've heard a lot about oligarchs in Russia. We know that in China, people like Jack Ma of Alibaba and Tencent, too, and its CEO, Mei Hutong, they're getting very rich. Do we have a situation now where some companies are above the rule of the state in China?
I think in the early 2000s, there was a tendency. Some of state-owned corporations, in the past, they were dragging down the national economy because they were losing profits and they're making loss. But, since the late 1990s, they start to make profit. And mostly of the state-owned corporations pocket 80-70% of the profit. For 10 years, they never hand in any dividends to the government. While with the enlarged economic and political crowd, there's some kind of hijacked the reform process in the Chinese corporate state sector. I think there was a tendency, and I can see the recent anti-corruption campaign was trying to curb or curtail this tendency, because that will hijack the reform agenda, that will harm the legitimacy of the Chinese party state.
Are you an optimist in terms of China, the transformation that's happening? It's not in any way equivalent to what's going on in Russia. There seems to be more leadership in China, more genuine attempts at reform.
What's happening now in political landscape in China now is actually the reflection of what is going on in the economic sector. We see the uprising of the non-state power, as you just mentioned, Alibaba, Tencent. And this kind of private businessmen, they provide an expanded extra constituency base for the Chinese party state that would counterbalance the conservative or the established entrenched interest part power. So I don't think China will evolve into the political situation as we found it now in Russia.
And what about the financial crisis? Because that's something you're taking a particular interest in. Why does it interest you?
Well, during the financial crisis, people's, especially the controlling shareholders, the incentives for them to expropriate the public investors would be more pronounced. This has been evidenced by the research on the 1998 East Asian financial crisis. Although during the financial crisis, China wasn't as much as suffered from capital outflows as in other developed economies. But in general, all the Chinese businesses were suffering from, adverse economic situations. So in this case, the expropriation incentives would be stronger, and that would expose many of the existing or often neglected weakness in the corporate governance system. So financial crisis provides the ideal test ground to test my hypothesis.
Well, good luck with testing your hypothesis. Boya Wang, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Centre for Business Research podcast series today on law and finance in rising powers. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Nan.